Welcome to the second hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
As he reached out for his horn, strange feeling. Tears came from his eyes. He stopped and reminisced a bit, and then he gave a sigh. Said, you know, I almost made it, but that's before your time. Dixieland, poor folks blue, Scatman Jackson's wine. Slapped his knee and gave a grin. It sure was good back then. Reaching for his home on the floor, wasted in an old toe sack that hung across his back. He said goodbye, then shuffled. What he told me, I never got his name, so I called the waitress over and started to explain. A tired old man, his tarnished horn and memories of years gone by, how he played his horn and reminisced and smiled with tears dimmed eyes.
Gene Watson for you. That is a great song. That one going out to Emily tonight, who's tuned in with us in Bellevue, Nebraska. She says, listening to you on knelradio.com tonight and joining the country music. Want to know if you'd play something by Gene Watson. My favorite Gene Watson song is The Old Man and His Horn. And we're happy to do that. So, Emily, thanks for being tuned in with us tonight and Bellevue, Nebraska tonight. So we appreciate that very much. KNEL FM 95.3 and on the World Wide Web at knelradio.com. Here's one from Rhonda Vincent. I mentioned we'll be visiting with Bobby Tomberlin tonight. Bobby Tomberlin wrote this particular song, and what a great, great song it is. And what a great voice to sing it. Here's Rhonda Vincent and Like I Could. Thank you. Say when she sung something, it has been sung. There is no doubt about it. The great Rhonda Vincent for you, as I was talking about the songwriting talents of the great Bobby Tamberlin. That's one of those great songs that that he contributed to the country music industry. And Bobby is on the phone with us this afternoon. Bobby, how are you doing?
Well, I am doing pretty good, man. I'm at my publishing company, Curb Word Music on Music Row, but I'm going to have to tell you, I am just counting down the hours till I can come to Texas.
You're coming to Texas this weekend, right?
You bet, man. I'm going to get out there Thursday and looking forward to the big Carthage, Texas Country Music Hall of Fame show.
Now, you've been a part of that for the last several years, Bobby.
Yeah, you know, several people here in Nashville told me, and I'm telling you, if you ever go one time, you're going to be hooked. And boy, was I. I mean, it's just like this immediate extended family, you know, when I got there. And I sure missed it last year, and I'm so excited that we're going to do it this year. It's going to be, what a great weekend. Mo Bandy, Jeannie Seeley, T.G. Shepherd, and it's going to be a great time.
It really, really is. You've got a brand new single out that I want to talk about. But before we do that, I wanted to mention, you've been in the country music business literally since you were a kid.
I really have. I came into this world literally. I can't remember a time when I just didn't have the. I was just like engulfed with country music. When I was like 3 or 4 years old, I was, instead of begging for toys, I was begging for records.
Wow.
And I was a disc jockey when I was 11 years old, this little radio station in my hometown of Luverne, Alabama. And I started interviewing artists, you know, Johnny Cash, Vern Gosden, Ray Price, and Eddie Arnold, and so many. I would just, you know, I found this magazine, Billboard Magazine Resource Book.
Yeah.
And it had phone numbers like Bobby Bear Enterprises, Baron Young Enterprises, Jeannie C. Riley's office. And, man, I just started calling and saying, can I get an interview with Mr. Arnold? And, you know, and it was seemed like it was easy back then. They were like, yes, next Thursday at 2 o'clock, you know. And I was just bitten by the bug and couldn't wait to, you know, come to Nashville.
Did you ever go back? I mean, have you ever gone back and listened to some of those early interviews that you did whenever you were a kid?
I have. I actually have a lot of them on cassette, and I actually just pulled a bunch of them up not long ago. I found some with Bobby Bear and Bill Anderson and Brenda Lee, and it's pretty funny to listen. You know, I had actually kind of a deep voice, but boy, did I have a country accent.
and back then, those people were heroes to you, and not that they aren't today, because they still are, but so many of them have become your friend.
They really have and were. And I mean, I remember interviewing Farron, and I just couldn't believe it. I'm like, wow. And Jeannie C. Riley, Harper Valley PTA, that's one of my first. I learned to walk around a little coffee table stereo and literally wore out the grooves, the Harper Valley PTA. That's how I learned to walk, and now to know Jeannie C. And is she going to be, do you know if she's going to be there this weekend?
Oh, yeah, she'll be there this weekend for sure.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Yeah.
I'm so glad.
So when did you make the transition from radio disc jockey to songwriter in Nashville?
Well, I spent a couple of years in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. I left radio in South Alabama, went to Muscle Shoals, and I was roommates with Mike McGuire, the drummer of Shenandoah.
Yeah.
And they were just getting started. And he needed a roommate. He didn't even know me. I moved in without. He was like, "Hey, I'm going to be gone, you know, 28 days every month." And I worked at the radio station there, and I just started writing songs there, and I started writing with this guy Jim Martin, and then he moved to Nashville and got an internship with Mel Tillis And Mel liked a lot of our songs, and I came up one day, and Mel stuttered, and he's like, do you want a deal? And I'm like, a deal?
What's a deal?
Yeah, I mean, really. I was like, what do you mean? And he said, a songwriting deal, $100 a week. And I did ask, I said, can I get $150? He said, well, but they only paid me $50. Webb Pierce only paid me $50 when I came to town. Oops, okay. So I went to a Kroger grocery store and worked for another $100 a week. And Conway Twitty would come through my checkout line, and Crystal Gayle, and just a bunch of, you know, the country music artists. And what a wonderful time, though.
Yeah, no doubt. What was your first cut? I know that has to be something that you're very proud of, Bobby.
You know, the actual first cut was that came out was Jet Williams, oddly enough. A song called That Reminds Me of Hank that somehow got into the hands of Hank Sr.'s fiddle player, Jerry Rivers, and he played it for her. And then Billy Dean had cut a song, but it didn't get released. Now, the first single, first song on the radio was Linda Davis, a song called Love Didn't Do It, He Did.
Yeah.
And Linda, goodness, she's one of my favorite people and just a great friend. And she's going to be in Carthage this weekend, too.
She is. Got to ask you about One More Day, because I guess you've written so many great songs throughout the years, but that would probably have to be on the top when it comes to popularity, and certainly a signature song is what I would call that, and the signature song for Diamond Rio.
That was just a blessing. It was just a gift. I wasn't even trying to write a song, and one night, it was during the holiday season, I just started just feeling very emotional about some people I had lost that were no longer in, you know, here. And before I knew it, I had the first verse. And the next day, I was writing with my longtime co-writer and friend, Stephen Del Jones, and we finished it. And Diamond Rio, you know, had found their way. It found its way to them, and they were the perfect artist with the harmony and with their, you know, mandolin, and they just had their own unique sound, and it just worked. It was a perfect marriage of song and artist.
Does it surprise you that that song is still, and we play it every day here at Canada.
Wow.
Does it surprise you that that song is still as popular as it is?
Well, I sure didn't expect half of why. Well, I didn't expect it. You know, when you write, you just never know, but I sure didn't expect what it has done. I mean, BMI recently gave us a certificate for 5 million radio plays. Now, I said radio plays, not dollars.
But there wasn't a check. There wasn't an extra check with that. There was just an award. Huh?
Yeah, exactly. But no, it still does blow me away that I still get emails. I mean, there's seldom a week that goes by that I don't get an email or someone tells me in a show that they've used One More Day for a memorial service.
Yeah,
and or it helps them to get over. I mean, that's the beauty. That's the real award. When a song can help. I co-wrote a song recently with Steve Warner. We finished a song that the great Dottie West started back in the 60s, and Jeannie Seeley recorded it. Mm-hmm. And it's a single right now on Curb Records. And I had never thought about this, but this past week, I heard from some people that song has really helped them during the loss of a companion, and it's called I Just Go On Living, if you could call it that. But I just totally was thinking relationship, but I never thought about it actually helping people, you know, with someone who had passed away.
You never know who you're going to touch in this business, do you?
You really don't. Yeah. You really don't. And like I said, to me, that's a bigger award than any kind of certificate or something.
Well, you've had so much great success songwriting. You have a new single out, and it's kind of, I guess it would be autobiographical. I guess that's something to say. It's called I've Lived Country Music. And tell me about this, Bobby.
Well, I keep using the word blessed because that's what it is. That's what I've been. I was blessed about 4 years ago to sing with Loretta Lynn at one of her 4th of July shows at her ranch up in Hurricane Mills. And we did the old Conway Loretta song, Lead Me On. Mm-hmm. And I was just blown away, a little scared to death, to be honest with you, because I got there and we were going to rehearse. And then Loretta, you know Loretta very well. And he was like, no, not going to rehearse. She sent word to me and I thought, oh, no, just to walk out on stage in front of all those people. And but I did. And boy, it was like a roller coaster ride. And she dropped the key. You know, I was prepared for this one key, and then when the music started, I had to drop it another notch to, you know, it was going to be, once I made a promise, and then it went down to, once I made a promise. It was like, hang on for dear life. But anyway, to get back to your question about my song, the next morning I started seeing pictures of the show, singing with her and her expression, you know, while I was looking at her, and I'm just like, I can't believe that happened. Because I had gone to see Conway and Loretta as a kid in Montgomery, Alabama, and just to think all these years later, being on stage with her, and that just was overwhelming to me. And then I thought about Little Jimmy Dickens, Bill Anderson, Bobby Bear, so many memories, you know, through the years, and this song just kind of wrote itself in about 15 minutes. And believe me, that doesn't happen, not that quickly. And then I didn't do anything with it for a while. I thought it was just too much, too personal. No one would get it. And then I played it for a couple of people. And they were like, you really need to put that out there because it really honors a lot of these people, like Eddie Arnold. And then I, you know, have this video, and I just included pictures of everyone from Jeannie C. Riley to Hank Jr. to Willie and Jim Glazer. And it's just special. I'm so glad I did it. And I recorded it in Muscle Shoals, Alabama at this wonderful studio, Wishbone, where Hank Jr. cut Family Tradition and so many other hits had been cut. And we had a big little celebration in my hometown of Blue Vern, Alabama this past Friday. And I showed the video and we sang a few songs, and it was just, it's special. It's something I just needed to do.
Well, it is very special, and watching the video a couple of days ago, it brings back lots of memories for me as well, and very emotional, I guess is what I can say. And it was just a great video. It's a great song, and it's a great testament to your determination in this business, but also to those people that kind of paved the way for you as well, Bobby.
And that have paved the way for all of us. And of course, you know, it's the kind of thing where you could totally insert your pictures, and you've got your memories probably with almost every one of those people that I have in that video, because I know your history and I know your love for country music, and thank you for all that you do. I mean, I heard about you way before I ever met you, and I just really appreciate, you know, what you've done, you know, the artist that you've booked in Texas, the artist that you play on your station, and I'm honored just to be a little part of that.
Well, Bobby, congratulations, my friend, on a wonderful, wonderful new single, and of course, all of your success. I can't wait to see what happens to you next, my friend.
Thank you so much. Hey, who knows what's going to happen this weekend in Texas when we all get together.
I look forward to seeing you, okay?
Same here. Thank you, Tracy.
The great Bobby Tomberlin, and he took out some time for us today from his songwriting duties to visit with us, and we certainly appreciate that very much. We're going to play it right now. This is his current single that's out, and also if you get a chance, be sure and catch the video as well.
Down in Alabama, in a 2 red light town, my world revolved around the radio. In my little bedroom, the Opry came alive, and in my mind I was on the front row. I counted down the years till I could drive that old highway to the city where all my dreams could come true. There's been a lot of hard times, but they were all worth it as I look back at all the things I've got to do. Well, I sang with Loretta, wrote songs with Whispering Bill. I even got to play Hank's guitar. Rode the roads with Little Jimmy,
shook hands with Johnny Cash. Funny how a dream can take you far. I poured my heart and soul into it. Yes, I've lived country music. I sold groceries to Conway Twitty when I first came to Nashville. And Mel Tillis paid my rent. And I got to tell Merle Haggard how much his songs meant to me. I swear his words were heaven sent. I was at the Ryman with Bo Cephas in a small room with Glenn Campbell. He played Galveston and I sang along. Had a smoke with Christopherson. Willie Nelson sang my song. I hung out with old George Jones at his home. I poured my heart and soul into it. Yes, I've lived country music. Ate biscuits and gravy with Porter Wagner. Wrote a song with Bobby Bear. Heard Phil Everly sing Dream in his living room. Was with Eddie Arnold in his last days. I played on the Opry stage. And I could feel the spirit of Hank Williams in that room. Given my heart and soul to it. Yes, I've lived country music. Yes, I've lived country music. And I've lived country music.
Super great guy. Bobby Tarmblin for you there, and there's one called I've Lived Country Music. That is his current single on the country music charts this particular time. Be sure and check out that video. Bobby Tarmblin, I Lived Country Music, and man, it's a great, great video. KNEL FM 95.3 and on the World Wide Web at knelradio.com.
We're the two new people that moved to the middle of the block. We're the talk of the town, and don't you think we're not? Well, we've got love and happiness, people envy us, you see. For we found heaven right here on earth at 4033. Yes, we found what most people are looking for. And it's not a lot of money to spend on a real fine car. But it's a window where a bird flies and sings so free. And there's a whole lot of windows in this little house at 4033. The 4,000 block proves what true love can do. Once a lonely place, but was sold to me and you. All around the house you can see little children play. And they're not other people's kids, we're proud to say. They are the symbol of our love for all the world to see. They're part of heaven right here on earth at 4033. At all hours of the day you can see many people drive by. Or look at the house they think fell from the sky. They say that this place would make them happy as you and me. Now the whole town's trying to buy this house at 4033. The 4,000 block proves what real love can do. What's a lonely place, but was sold to me and you. All around the house you can see little children play. And they're not other people's kids, we're proud to say.
George Jones for you, and we're not going to sell our little happy house at 4033 here at KNEL. Merle Haggard and All the Strangers for you with one of his great songs that he recorded.
On KNEL.
Grand Ole Opry star Jeannie Pruitt for you, and Please Sing Satin Sheets for Me. She, my buddy Jerry Jackson, hung out with Jeannie Pruitt last weekend, and first time he'd ever had an opportunity to meet her or spend some time with her, and he said his life was complete now. He's a huge Jeannie Pruitt fan, and played that for Monroe Button down in Mason, Texas, too. Monroe is a big Jeannie Pruitt fan as well.
I would dearly love to hear In Heaven There Is No Beer.
In Heaven There Is No Beer. We can do it for you.
That would be wonderful. Thank you so much, Mr. Biscox. I really do appreciate it.
Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye.
All right. What about you?
En el cielo no hay cerveza que beber. Tomando noche y día, porque ya cuando se me llega el día, en el mundo seguirá la perrosquía.
In heaven there is no beer, that's why we drink it here. And when we're gone from here, all my friends will be drinking all the beer.
En el cielo no hay cerveza que beber, por eso ando tomando noche y día. Porque ya cuando se me llegue el día, en el mundo seguirá la perrosquía.
In heaven there is no beer, that's why we drink it here. And when we're gone from here, all my friends will be drinking all the beer.
There's Doug Somm and Freddie Fender and all the boys from the Texas Tornadoes, and one called In Heaven There Is No Beer. Here's one for Bodie Barker tonight. Hope he's feeling better. Here's Johnny Bush tonight.
I feel the morning sun come creeping through the blinds. What's more, I have to leave the shelter of my sleeping mind and face another day. Without you by my side, but what can I do? nothing new. Cause every moment meant a moment spent in loving you. But now that love is gone, there's nothing left for me. And there is no way to hold back the day or your sweet memory. And here comes the world.
Yes.
Can you play Spanish Eyes?
Spanish Eyes. I'll do it for you tonight.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Blue Spanish Eyes. Drops are falling from your Spanish eyes. Please, please don't cry. This is just adios and not goodbye. Return, bringing you all the love your heart can hold. Please say, see, see, say you and your Spanish eyes will wait for me. Eyes, prettiest eyes in all of Mexico. Two Spanish eyes, please smile for me once more before I go. Bringing you all the love your heart can hold. Please say, see, say you and your Spanish eyes will wait for me. Spanish eyes will wait for me.
Brady, Texas. Tracy, keep on keeping it country.
I got a gal that's mighty peculiar. She got a funny state of mind. Though she likes all kinds of singers, she'll only dance to just one kind. She likes to hear Hank moan the blues, Bob Wills' faded love. But my baby don't dance to nothing but Ernest Tubb. I wonder why in tarnation she got such a strange fixation. She won't ever dance with me unless it's a song by old E.T. I guess waltzing across Texas must be in her blood. Cause my baby don't dance to nothing but Ernest Tubb. Dances to is a Texas troubadour. My friends don't understand it, how I ever fell in love with a gal that don't dance to nothing but Ernest Tubb. I wonder why in tarnation she got such a strange fixation. The reason, if I could learn it, why she only danced to Ernest. I guess waltzing across Texas must be in her blood. Oh, my baby don't dance to nothing but Ernest Tubb. No, my baby don't dance to nothing but Ernest Tubb. Seems I always have to slip around to be with you, my dear. Slipping around, afraid we might be found. I know I can't forget you, and I've got to have you near. But we just have to slip around and live in constant fear. Though you're tied up with someone else, and I'm all tied up too, I know I've made mistakes, dear, but I'm so in love with you. Hope someday I'll find a way to bring you back with me. Then I won't have to slip around to have your company. Someone else, and I'm all tied up too. I know I've made mistakes, dear, but I'm so in love with you. I hope someday I'll find a way to bring you back with me. Then I won't have to slip around to have your company.
Prior Jerry, Jerry Blonde, and something by, whatever you might have, by Donna Fergo.
All right, I'll do it for you tonight.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. There's the great Donna Fargo for you, the one called Funny Face. And I cannot find Ode to Jolie Blonde. I did find out that Gary Sargent's recorded it back in 1974. I've never heard of Gary Sargent's, and I haven't heard that song. So I have to do some research and try to find that. But I will play Jolie Blonde right at the top of the hour. And thanks for asking for that tonight, Sharon. We'll be right back with you on the Hits Radio Show.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.